Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 46 reads like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord, Savior, King, salvation, we thank you for this opportunity to sing songs to your praise and to read your holy scriptures. We ask and pray for healing, wisdom, and strength upon the church family and upon this nation and upon our leaders. We pray that your will be done in our lives and that we trust in it. We pray, Father, for forgiveness of sins. We ask you, great holy God, to please bless this wonderful service and to bless all those who hear it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials only come to make me strong. I've been a lot of places and I've seen so many faces, but there's been times I felt so all alone. But in that lonely hour, in that precious
I've learned.
than a man who stays like he promised, like he said on that day. Never been a sweeter love I've known. When I left him, he never left me alone. Nothing can separate me from amazing grace. Jesus, you're all that I need. If everything falls apart and I don't know where to start, you'll bring me back to my knees. 'Cause you're good and a God who's got me. Inside my sin and shame, you pursued me, though I spit in your face. There's nothing I could ever do to change, till you changed me, till you died in my place. Nothing can separate.
Sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea, by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching over me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions and I've had dreams. I've even held them in the palm of my hand. But I never knew they could slip right through, like they were only tiny grains of sand. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. Now I have been young, but I'm older now, and there has been beauty that these eyes have seen. But it was in the night, through the storms of my life, that's where God, He proved His love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees when I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of my storm.
Remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders, our leaders, and this wonderful nation. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, to Benny, or to the deacon, and we will do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Today, we'll be reading from Revelations chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he sat upon the throne, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away into the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof in 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth a beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the city and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut all at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Pray for those who are lost and have not yet their names in the Lamb's book of life. Pray for those of our country, our leaders, and pray for one another. As James says in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
What a glorious, wonderful sight that you have painted for us in the book of Revelation. Lord, we're so thankful for our future, for being able to see that, and for what you have in store for us, for the beautiful city of New Jerusalem, the new heavens, the new earth. Our minds can scarce comprehend what it's going to be like. But from the descriptions, it's beautiful. We thank you for this hope. We thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for us, that we might be with you and with him in eternity, to be able to experience such a wonderful idea. We thank you for walking with us daily. We ask for your blessings, for your healing upon our families, our friends, this congregation, this community. Protect us from the coronavirus. You help us to walk uprightly among men. Please open our eyes to your wisdom. Help us to learn understanding, that we might be able to share it with one another. Please forgive us for our many sins where we fall short, Lord, and make those sins known to us, that we might stay away, that we might walk the narrow path of the righteous. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family of God.